Ladies and gentlemen, there comes a time in a husband's life when he screws up his courage to tell his wife that in spite of all domestic joys, tonight's his night out with the boys. And that is just about what's going to happen this evening at the home of Fibber McGee and Molly.
Oh, for goodness sakes, McGee, you're as restless as a bird dog tonight. What's the matter with you?
Well, shucks, I thought I... Oh, I don't know.
Well, sit down and read the paper or something.
I did read the paper. Nothing in it but news.
Want to play a game of rummy?
No, I guess not. That's kind of tame. Tonight I'm in the mood for a... Well, I feel kind of... No, I don't want to play cards.
McGee, you're bored.
Well...
And I must say it isn't very flattering to a wife when she knows her husband is bored.
Well, shucks, Molly,
What you ought to do is get out of this house for a while.
Huh? You mean that? Say, I think you got something there. That's exactly what I've been thinking. So if you don't mind,
I don't mind a bit.
Okay.
Get your hat and we'll go to a movie.
A movie? What's at the movie?
Adam had four sons and Bob Hope.
I've seen all five of them.
Well, I'm sure I don't know what to do with you. For goodness sake, stop fidgeting around, dear.
Well, I guess I'll go work on it. Come in.
Oh, hello, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Good evening, Mrs. McGee. Hello, little chum.
Hi, Rocky.
I'm sure glad you came in, Mr. Gildersleeve. McGee's been restless all evening.
How's your wife, Gildy?
My wife's out of town and you know it, because that's why we friends.
She is, eh? Out of town, huh?
Where'd she go, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Well, she went down to her sister's. Her sister's having a baby.
Did you get a telegram or something?
Oh, no. But every year about this time, by the way, McGee, what are you doing tonight?
Who, me? Why, I don't know, Gildy. I hadn't given it a thought. Thought maybe I'd work a while on my ship model.
Yes. He's making a ship model in a glass bottle, Mr. Gildersleeve. Yeah. Say, didn't you have some trouble with the keel, dearie?
Yeah, I got to get the hull out of there. Why did you ask, Gildersleeve?
Well, I just thought, well, I'm a sort of loose ends tonight, and I thought maybe I'd drop down to the Elks for a while. How about going with me?
Oh, he can't. They don't allow women down there.
I ain't a woman.
I am.
But look, Mrs. McGee, don't you think it'd do McGee good to get out and mix with the boys for a while?
Oh, will there be a lot of the boys there?
I'll say there will. We've arranged...
Oh, there won't be many there on a Tuesday night, Gildersleeve. Tuesday's kind of dull at the Elks.
Oh, yes. Yes, I guess it is, come to think of it. But we could have a rousing game of checkers, McGee. Just you and I.
Heavenly days, you don't have to go clear down to the Elks to play checkers. We have a checkerboard right here.
Why, Molly, I didn't know that. Where is it?
Why, it's right out of... No, you wait right here. I think I can find it in just a couple of minutes.
Think fast, Gildersleeve. How do I get out of here?
I don't know, chum, but you got to do it. By George, we've had this little poker game lined up for 3 weeks, and you know it. Everybody's going to be there. High stakes and a lot of laughs. Oh, Mrs. McGee, find the checkers.
No, Mr. Gildersleeve, but I did even better. Here's the Parcheesi board.
Parcheesi?
I'm afraid I don't know how to play Parcheesi.
Oh, say, McGee can teach you in 2 minutes.
No, I can't. He's too dumb.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Why, you little... Yeah, I guess I am at that. Look, Mrs. McGee, I think it would do McGee a lot of good to go down to the Elks tonight. It's, sort of special.
How special?
Well, it's sort of a patriotic affair, yeah. In fact, they've arranged a sort of a patriotic game.
Oh, really?
Yes, we call it Three Cheers for the Red, White, and Blue. You see, every player gets a certain number of little counters which are colored red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the object of the game is to see who can get the most of
them. I've played it before, Molly. It's a very fascinating pastime.
Yeah.
Well, that's entirely different. Now you boys run right along and play your game.
Oh, thanks, Molly. Hot diggity.
Come on, McGee. We don't want to be late for that red, white, and blue game, you know.
I'll say we don't. Well, so long, Molly. And don't worry if I come home kind of late.
I won't, dear. You stay out as long as you want to.
Yeah. If he's later than that, he'll call you up.
Goodbye, Molly.
Goodbye, dearie. Give me a kiss.
Okay. Goodbye. Come on, Trotty.
Okay. Okay.
Poor McGee. Well, now let's see. I better get busy on that chili con carne, too. 79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking. Who? Oh, hello, Mrs. Uppington. What? Oh, we'd love to play bridge, but McGee isn't here. He went down to the Elks with Mr. Gildersleeve. What? Yes, they have a big poker game going on, but they don't think I know it. Yes, three cheers for the red, white, and blue. Goodbye, Abigail.
Boy, is this going to be a night. I'm going to paint the town red with purple polka dots.
You know, we ought to do this oftener, McGee. My goodness, are we men or are we mice?
You'll think I'm a rat before I get through playing poker with you, Gildersleeve. I'm going to send you home in a barrel.
Is that so?
I'll say so. I'm a woolly wolf from wild Wyoming, and this is my night to howl. Wahoo! It's roundup time. Hey, wait a minute. This is where the old timer lives. Let's pick him up and take him along to the Elks with us. Come on. He promised he'd be there.
Okay, good idea, McGee.
You should hope your boy can get out.
You bet. I'll play a fine game of poker.
Well, hello there, boys. What you want?
Come on down to the Elks, old-timer, and let us brand our initials on you with a little red-hot poker.
I can't do it, fellas. Mama doesn't want me to go out.
Oh, now, come on, assert yourself.
You can't back out on this poker game now, old-timer. It would be unethical, unfair.
And unprofitable to McGee and me.
That's pretty good, Throckmorton. But that ain't the way I heard it.
No.
The way I heard it, one feller says to t'other feller, says, I see where the government is going to raise the income tax something terrific. Is that so, says t'other feller.
Well, what's the joke?
It's no joke, Johnny. You'll find out.
Never mind that, old-timer. You're coming with us or aren't you?
Well, I don't think Mama wants me.
Oh, go tell her you're coming. Be independent.
You mean speak right up?
That's it.
Don't take any back talk, eh?
Certainly not. Don't be a Mama's boy all your life.
Just get up on my hind legs and tell her what's what, eh?
Yeah. Hey,
wait a minute here, kids.
Okay.
Hey, Mama, you know what I'm going to do?
We're probably doing him a big favor, McGee.
Why, sure we are.
Good.
He's old enough to go out by himself at night.
Absolutely.
Boys, Mama persuaded me to stay home tonight.
Well, how about it, Wilcox? You're going to back out on the biggest poker game we ever had?
Yeah, come on, Wilcox. You promised, you know.
I'm sorry, fellas. I can't do it. There's a new floor show at the Biltmore, and I've got to go.
A fine thing. Here you got a chance to go out with a swell bunch of guys, and you pass it up for a gander at a bunch of chorus girls. Grow up, Wilcox. Don't be a playboy all your life.
Now, what'll a nightclub do for you that a good poker game can't do?
Yeah.
The stakes won't be any tougher.
Now, I'm sorry. Some other time. Besides, I'm putting on this floor show myself.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, okay. You got your foot in the door, Wilcox. You might as well wiggle your toes.
Well, I can always play poker. It'll mean a lot more to me than sitting around with a bunch of you mugs in your shirt sleeves squinting at each other over your busted flushes. But here, take this.
What is this?
$10. I always lose anyway, and I don't want you guys to be out any dough because I didn't show up.
Oh, but look, Nick, this is the night of the big poker game. You promised you'd be there, remember?
Yes, you're not going to welch on us, are you?
I'm not a welch, I'm a Greek.
Yep.
I'm not going to go to the club tonight. That's all I have to say, and if I don't like it, I know what I can do.
But look, Dipopoulos, my wife's out of town, and McGee's got the night off, and you know you like to play poker.
Certainly I like to play poker. But tonight, I'm afraid you'll have to strangle along without Dipopoulos. Because certain circumstances have come up which make it impossible.
Is it your wife?
Yes.
Won't she let you go?
Sure she let me go.
Well, if she'll let you go, why don't you go? What is this, anyway?
Well, I'm saying to my wife, Look, Mrs. DePopolis, I'm saying, putting my best foot in my mouth. Look, Mrs. DePopolis, I'm going out to play poker tonight, I'm saying. And she is saying, okay, Switch Patootie, go ahead.
Oh, I don't get it. You got her permission, so come on, let's go.
No, sir, I won't do it.
Huh?
If my wife is saying I can't do it, then I would be with you in two jerks of a fairy tale, you grab me? But when she's saying, okay, go ahead, no, sir, she can't throw the populace out of his own house. I'm going to stay home tonight if it takes all evening.
Well, we seem to be the only guys in town with any spirit of independence, don't we, Gildersleeve?
Yes, but by George, that isn't going to spoil it for me. No, sir. I'm on the loose, and I've thrown away the wrench.
By the way, before we get to the Elks Club, Gildersleeve, there's one thing I want to say.
Yeah? What's that, little chump?
From the time we set down to play poker, we ain't friends anymore. From there on in, it's dog eat dog, see? I'm going to raise you so high you can look down the chimney of a full house.
Is that so? Why, you little palooka, I'll beat your alleged brains out with deuces back to back.
Yeah. Gildersleeve, I hope you got hair on your chest. Because you're going home without a shirt.
Now look here, McGee. If you think for 1 minute... That's ridiculous. You couldn't think for 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Well, you wait till we...
Hi, mister.
Oh, hi, sis.
Hello there, little girl.
Ain't you out kind of late, sis?
So are you, I betcha.
Oh, that's different. We're grown up. Grown-ups don't need as much sleep as little girls.
Why?
Well, because they don't, that's all. Children are so constituted that a maximum of relaxation is necessary for their proper physical development.
Yeah, but
I says kids are so constituted. You try it, Gildersleeve.
Okay. Now look, little girl.
All righty.
You know what metabolism is?
No, do you?
Of course I do. Metabolism is the rate at which body energy is built up and torn down.
Well, gee, what do you build it up for if you're just going to tear it down again? Why do you?
Well, because that's nature. That's why. It's a physiological process. It's necessary to the, take it, McGee.
Now, look, sis. Why do you take a nap in the afternoon?
Because Mama has a bridge party.
No, that ain't the reason at all. You take an afternoon nap to restore the energy expended in your play. You got to give nature a chance to recharge your dynamo, as it were.
As it were what?
Just as it were.
How were it?
It were... you try again, Throcky.
Okay. Now, look here, little girl. You just consider your energy as fuel. Let's say you're an automobile and your energy is gasoline.
How much is ethyl?
Well, ethyl is 20, but it doesn't matter.
It does, too, I bet you. If I'm going to be an automobile, I want to know how much is...
This is just a hypothetical case.
Gee, is it?
Certainly. Now then, let's say when you play outdoors for 3 hours, you burn up 10 gallons of energy, or gasoline. You have to replace that before you can keep on running. You see?
I could get somebody to pull me, I bet.
Oh! Okay, McGee.
What we're trying to get at this is this.
Is what?
Is this.
What?
Well, let me tell you that, Rabbit.
All righty.
Now, suppose you never got enough rest or sleep. You know what would happen? You'd get worn out. You'd get pale and anemic. The amount of body sugar that gives you energy...
What that?
Sugar.
I'm hungry.
Go on home, sis. Come on, Throcky.
Okay.
The King's Men sing the Hot Tub Song.
Well, come on in, McGee, and I hope all the card tables aren't taken.
Well, if you'd organized this poker game with a little more brains, you'd have reserved a table, Gildersleeve.
Now, look here, McGee. You said 3 weeks ago that you were going to organize this poker game.
That's why I thought you'd do it. You're always such a Budinsky.
Well, this is one time I should have butted in. You feeble, frustrated little fumbler. You couldn't organize a bull weevil party at the Cotton Club.
The trouble with you, Gildersleeve, is your voice drowns out your brains. You'd be better off if you'd think louder and talk softer.
You're a hard man, McGee. By George, when I think of all the trouble I went to...
Hey, Throcky.
What is it, chum?
Who's that guy across the street? Ain't he a member of the club?
No, I never saw him before.
Okay, I just thought he might be a good victim for us. What was we saying?
Search me, Oh, yes. By George, when I think of all the trouble I went to... To make plans for a poker game tonight, I could use your head for a handball.
Go on, you can't even use your own head for a head. And if you make one more pass at me, Gildersleeve, I'll pop you so hard.
Why, you gabby little grub, you couldn't pop a stick of bubble gum. And furthermore, I've heard enough of your twaddle. I wouldn't play poker with you tonight if you were the last man on earth.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You probably will be because you'll bore everybody else to death.
That's okay with me, you big bag of balloon juice. There's plenty of other guys in the club to play with. I don't need you. I can have a better time without you anyway.
And that goes for me, too. In spades, doubled and redoubled. I'm going to the telegraph office and send a night letter to my wife.
That's swell. Give her my love. That'll give her the illusion there's a man in the family.
Oh! I'll kill that guy.
Ah, good old Gildersleeve. He's got the makings of a great guy. Got the makings, but he can't roll them. Oh, well. Now to show a few of these guys how to play poker. Hi, everybody. Get off the tables and the cards. I'll be back in a flash with a flush. Hey, is anybody here? Well, that's funny. There ought to be a few guys around here. Well, this is a fine state of how do you do. Here I am, spring in my heart, full of sulfur and molasses, and what happens? Everybody walks out on me. Hey, Porter. Hey, Peabody.
Yes, sir?
Ain't there anybody around this joint but me?
Yes, sir. Only Mr. Wallace Wimple, sir. He's sitting in the library.
Well, he's better than nobody, but not much. Oh, thanks, Peabody.
Rien de tout, sir.
Huh?
That's French, for think nothing of it.
Oh. Well, I'll go in and talk to Wimple. Maybe I can whoop him up to go to a show or something. Hi, Wimple, old man. Remember me? Trevor McGee?
Oh, yes, indeed. Good evening, Mr. McGee.
How about a little game of 500 rummy? Penny a point.
No, thank you. I never gamble.
Oh, you don't? Well, have a cigar?
Thank you, Mr. McGee. I don't smoke.
You don't? Well, if we had a piece of string, we could play Cat's Cradle. Let's say we have Peabody bring us in some root beer. Do you want to wet your whistle?
I can't whistle. I had braces on my teeth till I was 27.
Look, Wimple, if you don't want to play cards or billiards or smoke or be a he-man, why the Sam Hill did you ever join the Elks?
I like to sit in the window. It's the peachiest place in town to watch parades from.
Hey, Wimple, I'm desperate. I started out tonight to kick the gong around and somebody's hid the gong. I want to have some fun. I want to laugh and play.
I could take you home and show you my stamp collection. But my wife is mad at me.
Oh, she is, huh? What'd you do?
I talked back to her. That's why I'm here. I'm a wife, Eugene.
That's tough, Wimpy.
She's awful mean to me, Mr. McGee. Sometimes I think I can't stand it another year. You know how it is.
No, I'm afraid I don't, Wimple. I got the best little wife in the world myself. Sweet, sympathetic, and beautiful. I wonder what she's doing now.
I know what mine is doing.
What?
Rolling out some dough for pies in the kitchen.
Well, at least she's a good cook.
She's a terrible cook. But that way, when she comes to the door with a rolling pin, it doesn't seem so obvious.
Well, I guess I didn't realize how well off I am. I'm probably the happiest married guy in the world, Wimple. Why, when I think of the fun me and Molly have together, I just... Well, I don't know why I ever want to go out alone. In fact, I don't know why I'm out alone tonight, even. Why am I out alone? I'm going home. Good night, Wimple.
Good night.
Oh, hello, McGee. Did you forget something? It's only 9:15.
Yeah, I forgot how nice it was. Well, I just thought... Oh, shucks, there wasn't much doing down at the club. Hey, what's that I smell? Makes my mouth water.
Well, I was just fixing up some chili con carne, McGee. You want some?
Oh, I don't want to chisel in on any snack you fixed up for yourself.
Oh, that's all right. I fixed enough for two people.
Two people? You expecting somebody?
Yes.
Who?
You.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
another stack of chips, fellas.
McGee, wake up. You're dreaming.
Huh? Oh. Oh, thank goodness. I had an awful nightmare.
Sounded like it.
I don't feel good either. I'm sick.
Oh, are you sick?
Get me another blanket, will you?
Chili?
Must have been. I had two bowls of it. Good night.
Good night, all.